Soku isika atisendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhla ka 27 Ntulikazi 2024 ngutaba kancube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Bafikile. Unannounced. Tina besiyivele sixoxela sisenza indaba zethu addressing ama issues. Then bafika, bathe befika, abanye babachaya, vele babuye begqoke impahla zokuchaya abantu.
Amapolisa abopha amalunga enhlanganiso ezifundi ezinasu abesemhlanganweni omkhulu eHarare. Umongameli
inyamazo yeEconomy asezokuphuthwa umnotho uzwakala ezikhwameni zabantu. Okuthukulayo ibuyanga ukudubeka kwabantu.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usekhuthaze iziphathamandla zebandla lakhe elezanu PF ukuthi zizwisise isimo somnotho welizwe kumbiko ozakwethula ngomphathi intambo obona ngezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube kusasa. Kubotshwa abadabuka eZimbabwe abanengi abasebenza kwele South Africa bengelamaphepha aqondileyo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Amapolisa namhla abophe amalunga eZimbabwe National Students Union agumbe izinasu angamachumi amane lanhlanu 45 eHarare akade esemhlanganweni wokuhlela inhlelo zawo zalonyaka lokunye. Lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa engavumeli ukuthi abantu benze imihlangano ethiyeneyo ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa umhlangano omkhulu oweSADC Summit. Kubika umlondolozi Ndlovu.
Abafundi laba bebethe kwaqa ezesa training center emhlanganweni wezinasu general council lapho okufike khona amapolisa awuphazamisa. Ngemva kokubotshwa kwabo bathwalelwe enkambeni yamapolisa eHarare Central Police Station lapho ababhadaliswe imali yefayindi besetheswa amacala okubuthana bephazamisa ukuthula. Abanye babo balimele njalo basesibhedlela. Omunye obesemhlanganweni lowu ngugugulethu Sibindi ofunda eGweru Polytechnic othi amapolisa achaye alimaza abafundi laba bengakababophi.
Ngisukumile yesterday izolo ngivuya lapha to meet with other comrades I mean friends and labo ngabanye laba basuka on amaparts wonke awe Zimbabwe. Bafikile unannounced. Tina besiyivele sixoxela sisenza indaba zethu addressing ama issues. And then bafika, bathe befika, abanye babachaya, vele babuye begqoke impahla zokuchaya abantu. So basichaya.
Umokwethi nare laye kalamathe ngokwenziwa ngamapolisa.
Abantu abalimile bafika amebhisi ngathi 10 abanye abachaywa ngamapolisa. Then abanye balimile bebalekela amapolisa.
Umokwethi uqhubeke sithi abafundi sebekhathele ngokukhahlanyezwa ngamapolisa.
Ubudlwangudlwangu lobu owenzakalayo lapha elizweni thengise ukuthi isteti siyesaba amayouth ngoba thina njengamayouth sizimisele ukulwela leli lizwe ngoba inhloso yethu bekungasoyiwe kulo le state kodwa besize ku-general council yethu njengama-student njenge-student movement njengezinaso.
Isikhulumeli samapolisa u-commissioner Ponyat uthi abafundi laba babotshelwe udlakela abalwenze ezesa training center. Uthi benze lokhu kusanda kufika amapolisa endaweni le kodwa abafundi bathi batshaywe njalo babotshelwa ize ngoba bebeqhuba umhlangano wabo ngokuthula. Kulabanye abantu eZimbabwe lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo abachothoza okwenziwa ngamapolisa kulezi nsuku ngesikhathi kulungiselwa umhlangano weSADC. Omunye wabo ngumnumzana Comfort Mpofu.
Asikhangele ukubotshwa kwabatha ngapha kulungiselelwa iSADC Summit kutshengisela ukubana uhulumende uku-state of panic uyesaba uhulumende uyesaba abatsha uyesaba amandla alabatsha. Kutshengisela ukubana uhulumende kaqakathekisi i-constitutionalism uhulumende kaqakathekisi amalungelo oluntu. Khonokho ke kutshengisela ukubana iZimbabwe isakhatshana ukubana sithi kule space esivumela abantu ukuthi kube le democracy.
Kodwa umnumzana Mabutho Moyo ilunga lebandla leZANU-PF uthi kusemthethweni okwenziwa ngamapolisa eZimbabwe.
Asilazitha thina sidinga abangane. Kodwa leyo relationship yokusebenzisana kumbe phecelezwe ngathi ubudlelwano lobesikhuluma ngabo kumele kube ubudlelwano obokuthi lami ngiyathola la uthole.
Okwamanje kulamalunga ebandla le Citizens Coalition for Change aguqela umkhokheli wabo umnumzana Jameson Timba abavalelwe ejele bemelele ukuthoniswa amacala okungena umhlangano we Day of the African Child okungekho emthethweni. Kuke kwabotshwa kumaviki edluleyo amalunga eNational Democratic Working Group ayenika abaswelayo ukudla eHarare. Kubikwa njalo ukuba amapholisa namhla aphazamise umhlangano weNational Association of Non-Governmental Organizations. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngumndondolozi Ndlovu.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usekhuthaze iziphathamandla zebandla lakhe leZANU-PF ukuthi zwisisise isimo somnotho welizwe kumbiko ozakwethulwa ngumphathintambo obona ngezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube kusasa owe-midterm fiscal policy review. Uphinde wathi umhlangano ozaqhutshwa elizweni kunyanga ezayo owe-SADC uzathuthukisa ubudlelwano beZimbabwe lamanye amazwe kanye lomnotho. Wona athi uyakhuphuka kuzo zonke inhlangothi ngaphandle kwezokulima ngoba kulesomiso. Uthayele ihlombe izinduna ngodaba lwegugrawundi esithi zizimisele ukuthi udaba lolu luxazululwe. Wathi eleZimbabwe kufanele liqhubeke ngokumanyana. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe nomnumzana Athandeko Zinti Mkandla, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe owake waba ngumeya wedolobho leGwanda, yena othi watshaywa kakubi ngamasotsha e-5th Brigade ngesikhathi segugurawundi. Uqala ngokuchasisa ngezomnotho.
Okuthintayo yibuyanga ukudubeka kwabantu. Iqiniso lelo ngakho lokho okuthiwe umongameli asithi thina ubezama nje laye njengomuntu omdala, kodwa eqinisweni izinto ziyazisiba zimbi ngamandla ngoba abantu abalamali hamba ubuthatha abantu abalithumi ubakhuthuze ungaba lenhlalo wesikhathi ukutholayo $2. Nibuye kwinto enjeSADC yeyani inceda bani iSADC yakhona leyo ngapi kwakhona? Kuyathathwa izimali zelizwe sibone ukuthiwa amabhasi angakaziwa abona athi ezihlala ezini zethula imashini imigwaqo ekuleyo ndawo lezindaba zahlala kuzo abantu behlala emkhukhwini kuyathi kungapheli insuku ezimbili 16-17-18 kuyabuya ngabi khona lokhu. Saso sikhathi sokukhuma ngemihlangano isikhathi sokulungisa lokuphakamisa impilo zabantu phakathi kwendlala engaka njengoba nezulu lingenanga. Isadeki ngiyabo bona ababusa besanathi amakofi lamatiye kabuyekele ukudlalwa ngabantu.
Umongameli Mnangagwa uphinde waphatha udaba lwegugurawundi echayela induna ihlombe. Ungathini ngalolu daba njengoba sibona ukuthi iningi liyasola?
Ngomunye wabo nabo lami abaswelayo ngake ngakhuluma ngayo-ke nje iminyaka le ngathi yedlule. Udaba lombhuqazo wegugurawundi ayisilo lwezinduna. Mina lapha-ke sengikhuluma njengomuntu owashaywa yiyo i-5 Brigade leyo yaphosa yangibulala eLupane. Kangiboni ukuthi izinduna zizakhulumani ngayo ngoba izinduna lezi sezifana nezisebenzi zikahulumente. Udaba lwegugurawundi olombhuqazwe belufuna ukuthi luphathwe ngabantu abazimeleyo bodwa, sengitsho mhlawumbe nosihlalo wayo abe ngumuntu ovela ngaphandle kwelizwe. Lokhu ngesimo esithi i-independent commission. Akula lutho izinduna ezalukhuluma, ezinye zakhona zizelwa izolo. Umbhuqazo sowedlule kazazi lutho, azibonanga lutho. Lalabo kuthiwa bakhulume ngabo abafayo kangazange bababone ngoba babengakazalwa. Eqinisweni indaba yegugrawundi akula lapho eyakhona. Siyabeloku sibhodisana leziduli leziqimbi. Asoze lulungiswe izinduna. Udaba lolu kumele lulungiswe ngabantu abazimeleyo abangelani nohulumende. Kanti vele khona kwawo wavela ngaphi ukuthi umuntu akuhlukuluze abe sezokuthi hayi sorry wahlukuluzeka. Angithi uyabona ukuthi uhulumende
yena lokhona uyo wayefuna abantu befifa ukumnandi asezazikhangelena azethi athi ngizokuthoba kulima zabo yethu ngizokuthoba akusebenzi njalo mnilalabo abathi into egukuround ingaza ke ngizithathe zimbuna kuyaphanana nje lokuthi uziphathelena amaqhuburu mele sifuna iqembu elizimeleyo independent commission and libe liqembu eligokela abantu abavela kwezindawo an international commission.
Lo ngumnumzana Thandeko Zintimkhandla, ingcwethi ecubungulayo umbusazwe obexoxa icingweni lo sithandekile emhlanga o Studio 7. Kuqhutshwa umhlangano omkhulu kwele Germany ohlolisisa igcikwane le-HIV lomkhuhlane we-AIDS kuleziphathamandla zikahulumende abamele inhlanganiso ezijiyeneyo labanye emhlanganweni lo. Sixoxe lo mnumzana Daniel Molokele odabuka eZimbabwe onguye okhokhela ikomiti yedala lephalamende ebona ngezempilakahle eZimbabwe.
Namhla ngiseMunich eGermany, lapha ngibuye ngingu-chairperson we-parliamentary, i-Pan-African Parliamentary Task Force on Domestic Financing for Health. Silande i-International AIDS Conference, umhlangano womhlaba wonke jikelele oyenzakala every 2 years. So lonyaka ithuba lokuhosta i-conference linikezwe eGermany. Silama-delegates azinkulungwane nezinkulungwane, thousands of delegates. From Zimbabwe, silama-delegates amaningi avela kuma NGO asebenza ngezempila kahle okuthiwa ngesilungu civil society on public health advocacy. Silama UN agencies asebenza kwezempila kahle, ama private sector companies, silama ministry officials, u minister of health ukhona la, u permanent secretary minister of health ukhona, silabantu be national AIDS council ye Zimbabwe u CEO Dr Matsema ukhona la, silama ama Zimbabwe asebenza nenhlanganiso ezijene emhlabeni wonke jikelele esingathi ama Zimbabwe zaku diaspora avela kwamanye amazwi ihlale labanye abavela eBotswana, eSouth Africa, eUK, eSwatini, eNamibia, abangamaZimbabweans but besebenza lezinye inhlanganiso. Umbuthano lo ungokuhlolisisa imisebenzi yenziwa mayelana ngendaba yokuthi kuphele umkhuhlane wengculazi lapha emhlabeni, ngesilungu sithi campaign to end AIDS by 2030. So abantu bayahlangana lapha share ama ideas, ama research, ama progress report, ama programs, kuvunyelwana ama strategies ukuthini singasebenza njani ndawonye ukuthini siqede umkhuhlane wengculazi by 2030.
Kusengathi kwamanje kuphumani kolapha emhlanganweni lo.
Khona ukuthini kuyaqhongosela ukuthini abantu kabazame ngamandla wonke ukuthi bengasebenzi bechene ngesilungu kuthiwa avoid working in silos but kube lokusebenzelana ndawonye ngoba kule ndaba ukuthi akusela mali eningi esetshenziswa ukuthini kulwisa umkhuhlane wengculazi ukuthi there is a decline in funding for health, funding for HIV related programs. Okunye ngama research aphumayo siyatshelwa impumela ukuthi okunye kungathi kuyasebenza. Indaba eqakathekiswa kakhulu indaba nale yama preventive mechanisms or methods ukuthini ukuthi umuntu engabe lesifo sengculazi, into ezinjabo pre-exposure prophylaxis labo post-exposure prophylaxis kuyindlela yokuthi umuntu azivikele ma engakayenzi okwecansi lomuntu olengculazi, kumbe indlela yokuthi umuntu azivikele ma yenze uhambo kwecansini lomuntu olengculazi okuthi uthine engabi laso isifo lesi. So kule mithi enjalo eyenza ivikele ukuthi umuntu angabi lo mkhuhlane okuthi uthi kuyabe kungezelela imisebenzi eyenziwa nsuku zonke ngento ezinjengama-condoms.
Umnumzana Daniel Molokele ukudalela ephalamende lele Pan-African Parliament lapho akukomiti ebona ngezempila kahle. Ubexoxa lo Gibbs Dube Studio 7 ewele Germany. Sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli Joe Biden ukhangelele ukuba namuhla kusihla uza kwethula umbiko oqakathekileyo eWhite House kulandela ukuphuma kwakhe kukhetho lukamongameli ozaqhutshwa ngolwezi lonyaka. Kulabantu abaningi abatshengisela emigwaqweni eWashington DC namuhla khona lapha eMelika bekhonona ngokubuya elizweni leli komkhokheli wakwele Israel umnumzana Benjamin Netanyahu kule mpi esabekayo phakathi kwelizwe lakhe leHamas. Okwamanje sekubulewe abantu abanengi okumangalisayo eGaza lapho ele Israel elihlasela santando. Unetanyahu uza kwethula umbiko wakhe edale leCongress. Lilalele kumsakazo we Studio 7 sisakaza sise Voice of America e Washington DC. Gwezi patelane le Melika.
Aba voti vele Melika sebe kangelane lo mkankaso omutsha kulandela ukuphuma kulolukhetho kukamongameli Joe Biden njalo umsekeli wakhe uKamala Harris ekhangelelwe ukuba nguye ozakhethwa libandla leDemocratic Party ukuthi ancintisane loDonald Trump ngolwezi. Intatheli izindaba yeVOA uScott Stearns ukhangela ukuthi abavoti bakwamukela njani lokhu. UEric Boylan umvoti waseScranton ePennsylvania lapho udabuka khona uJoe Biden uthi ibandla leDemocratic Party belingasela ngenye indlela ngaphandle kokukhupha uBiden.
He was a very good leader, but I do kind of also agree that his time has come and it's time to step aside and let somebody, you know, somebody rise up within those ranks.
Ngibona sengathi ube ngumkhokheli omuhle kakhulu kodwa ngiyavuma ukuthi isikhathi sokuthi adedele omunye bese sifikile.
Umvoti uChristian Stoll uthi nxa uBiden engelamandla okungena njalo kukhetho kufanele ahle achiye isikhundla sokuba ngumongameli.
He should have dropped out a long time ago. He should leave the White House. He is not mentally stable enough to run this country.
Kwakufanele achiye kudala, kufanele asuke eWhite House. Ingqondo zakhe azisasebenzi kuhle, kasenelisi ukukhokhela ilizwe.
Ukukhetha umsekeli kamongameli uKamala Harris ukuthi angene kulolukhetho kwengeza amathuba ebandlaleli okuncintisa lowebandla leRepublic Party. UDonald Trump ukutsho umvoti uDaniel Brennan.
Harris polls well against Trump, so I think she has a real shot at winning. And I think he's doing the right thing right now.
Ucwaningo luveza ukuthi uHarris uyancintisana noTrump, ngakho-ke ngicabanga ukuthi amathuba okunqoba ulawo, njalo ngibona angathi wenza into elungileyo laloba abanye bengahlalisekanga besithi yikungaqoqeki.
Umvoti wePennsylvania obevakatshele eWashington uBill Mills uthi uHarris loBiden behluleka ukuthuthukisa umnotho bendawonye.
We're noticing an increase in the price of groceries and fuel and the price of living, and our lives are worse now.
Sinanzelela ukuthi intengo yempahla lamafutha emota ikhwelile njalo impilo zethu sezenzima. Ukunye njalo konke lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi uHarris engumsekeli kamongameli. Ngakho-ke kuzaba nzima ukuthi abantu bembone ngendlela etshiyeneyo njengoba sonke sibone umnotho welizwe usiwa sikhangele.
EMichigan umvoti uJason Potts uthi utshintsho lolu lupha ibandla leDemocratic Party ithuba lokuxhumana labavoti abatsha.
I always thought we're just biding time until someone a little more tenacious comes along and we'll see if
Ngibona sengathi bebedlulisa isikhathi kuphela bemelele ukuthi bathole omunye umuntu oqinaqinileyo. Njalo sizabona ukuthi uKamala uqinile na. Wakathesi umlilo olawo sibili uyavutha.
Engumsekeli kamongameli uHarris wayelwisana lokungena kwele Melika kwabokuza okungekho emthethweni. Umvoti weFlorida uChristopher Ran Gill uthi ukwehluleka kwakhe ukuqeda lolu dubo kuveza ukuthi akangeke enelise kuba ngumongameli.
Kamala's garbage. She's worse than Joe. Are they on the same page? They're about the same. But I don't think anybody's going to vote for Kamala. No one wants to back her. She had one job. That was handling the border.
UKamala, ukanyakazani ke idoti. Uyedlula uJoe. Angiboni ukuthi kulo muntu ozamvotela uKamala. Akula muntu ofuna ukumsekela okwamanje. Waye lo msebenzi owodwa nje kuphela. Ukulungisisa udubo lomngcele.
EWashington umvoti uAlicia Jefferson uthi ulethemba lokuthi abantu abasoze bebone umsekeli kamongameli njengowesifazane onsundu kuphela kodwa abazabona imisebenzi yonke ayifezayo.
And I
hope they can look past anything else and look at that. But the world we live in, that some people will and some won't. And I hope it's not enough people that stay.
Ngifisa ukuthi abantu bekhangele imisebenzi yakhe. Kodwa kulumhlaba esiphila kuwo. Abanye abantu bengakwenza lokho kodwa abanye abasoze. Njalo ngifisa kungabi labantu abaningi abamisa ukungena kwakhe ngoba engowesifazana onsundu.
Isakhamuzi seNew York uAndrew Vajarsky uthi ukuza kuba nzima ukunqoba uTrump.
Or even if Biden were to stay in the race or whoever we have right now as a Democrat, that it's right now it's Trump's race to lose.
Ukuthi uBiden kumbe ngumunye ongena kulolu khetho emele ibandla lamaDemocrats akulethi umahluko lo ngumncintiswano kaTrump. Ngingowebandla leDemocratic Party kodwa ngibona sengathi kuza kuba nzima ukuthi banqobe kukhetho lolu.
UHarris kukhanya usethole usekelo lwabamela izigaba eziningi abadingakalayo ukuthi akhetho kumela ibandla leli kukhetho, kodwa ozamela leli bandla ukhetho ozakhethwa kusemthethweni emhlanganweni omkhulu oweDemocratic National Congress eChicago. Udaba lolu luqoqwe intatheli zindaba ye-VOA uScott Stearns, lalwethulelwa yimi uDabo Kancube oweStudio 7.
Uhulumende weSouth Africa ubikwa eseqinisa umkhankaso wokuzingelwa kwabasebenza kulelo lizwe bengelamaphepha abanika imvumo yokwenza lokho, kubika uThuso Khumalo.
Izolo iziphathamandla zogatsha lwesebenzi, ugatsha lukahulumende wendaba zasekhaya kanye lamapholisa besenkampanini ye-African Star Pack eBronkhorstspruit eduze lePitoli, lapho abathole khona ukuthi kusebenza weZimbabwe ongumtshayeli lezizalwane zakwele China ezimbili bonke bengalamaphepha. Ngeviki ephelileyo ubotshwe ixuku labomantshingelani elushini leBedford View eGoli abangelamaphepha, iningi labo ungabadabuka eZimbabwe. Okhokhela iviyo lokuhlolwa kwamakhampani kugatsha lwezemisebenzi esabelweni seGauteng, uMnumzana Michael Msiza utshele Studio 7 ukuthi benza lokhu ukuhlola phose viki zonke lapho ababamba khona abaningi abasebenza bengalamaphepha, njalo babuye bajezise amankampani ephula amalungelo esisebenze.
Uma kusiya lapho kwenziwa khona i-construction noma kwakhiwa khona, siye sithola abantu abadabuka eZimbabwe naseMozambique. Kodwa uma siya laphana emkhakheni yala kuthiwa i-manufacturing, sithola ubuningi bakhona bavela laphana eMalawi.
Ngesikhathi esifanayo elinye iviyo leziphathamandla lezi belisejohannesburg mall enzikini edolobho, lapho ezifike zabutha khona abakwamanye amazwe abaningi abebesebenza kuzitodlwana eziphakathi kwaleyo ndawo bengalamaphepha, kwabotshwa labanye abebezothenga. Ngomvulo edluleyo amalungu enhlanganiso ye-Operation Dudula engafuni abokuza abalwamakhono aphansi basebenze kwele South Africa azingenele mathupha e-Eastgate Mall phandle kwenziki edolobho leJohannesburg, lapho abebezingela khona abangalamaphepha. Obona ngezemisebenzi kulihlanganiso uMnumzana Sipho Shabang utshele Studio 7 ukuthi abafuni kuzwa kuthiwa kulo muntu okuza osebenza endaweni zokudlela ngoba izalwane zakule South Africa zilawo amakhono okwenza le imisebenzi.
Abafowethu ba-replace by yiwo lama-foreigner, so sithi we're going to raid wonke ama-restaurant so that ama-South Africans kube yiwa sebenza kula ma-restaurant.
Ebulenjini be-internet ugcwele imifanekiso yabokuza bephuma begijima endaweni zokwakha, abanye beseqa emoteni zihamba bebalekela iziphathamandla ezingela abangalamaphepha. Umphathindaba ogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya kwele South Africa uMnumzana Leon Schreiber usanda kutshela iStudio 7 ukuthi lumkhankaso usazoqiniswa endaweni ezibalisa ezokudlela, ezokwakha, ezabalindi lezinye. Baningi kakhulu abeZimbabwe abasebenza kulezi ndawo.
The message we want to send to the world is that South Africa is absolutely wide open for business, wide open.
Siyafisa ukuthi abantu bazosebenza kuleli, kodwa abenza lokhu bengelamvumo bazabhalela ekhaya.
We're also going to be more strict in enforcing where there are violations of the law. So you're right that those operations are going to increase.
Okhokhela inhlelo zabatsha kubandla elisahlumayo elesisonke party uMnumzana Someleze Sigudu uthi kuyajabulisa kakhulu ukuqiniswa kwenhlelo zokuzingela abasebenza eMzansi bengalamaphepha.
Ngokwenza kanje kuzonciphisa amathuba abayoyentsha engasebenzi eSouth Africa. Siyamgqugquzela ukuthi ngathi angayendisa lento le afike kulama business amakhulu kwe-construction, kwezakhiwo. Bakwazi ukuaddressa le issue le.
Kodwa ke sizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Trustin Dlovu uthi akusizi ukuzingela bakwamanye amazwe bebuyiselwa kubo kungalungiswanga ihlupho ezibaxotshe emazweni abo. Uthi isibamangalisa indlela umphathi intambo ogadla lwendaba zasekhaya omutsha asephatha ngayo udaba lokuza abangalamaphepha.
Wathi khona kumele wonke umuntu ongenamaphepha abe regularized. So sasibhekele ukuthi kuzokwenzeka lokho. Hayi kungakwenzeki lokho sesibona nje sekungathi sibuyela emuva ngenkathi zobandlululo mhlawumbe ngenkathi zeapartheid kwakuyiyona indlela beyisetshenziswa ngamabhunu.
Ngunkulumo zedale lephalamende ezilokhu ziqhubeka kusukela ngeviki ephelileyo kulamalunga ephalamende athi kufanele lusukunyelwe phezulu udaba lokungena kwabantu elizweni ngokungekho emthethweni. Abanye babo bathi kufanele indawo ezifana lezokudlela ezabalindi lemisebenzi yokusiza abakhi yenziwe kuphela izalwane zakwele South Africa. Lokhu ke kutsho ukuthi abangela maphepha eMzansi basazokhomba olotshwala. Mele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa nginguThuso Khumalo.
Soke isikhathi sokuzwa imibono yenu linabalaleli be-Studio 7 elisithumela yona nge-WhatsApp.
Hayi, siyadana kakhulu uzwa abantu bezanu bengafuna ukuthi bebe lamahloni esinsikhathi. Isinqumo esithathwe ngu-President we-America uJoe Biden sihle kakhulu, singumzekeliso wabo mina ngakho. So uzwa umuntu ekhulumela izanu PF yena ukuthi abalandaba lokwenzakale e-America, bona into abayifunayo ukuthi bekhitshelwe izijeziso zenotho. Ziyokhitshelwani izijeziso zomnotho bona bengafuna ukuphuma embusweni? Phela ukungaphumi kwabo embusweni for 50 years kumele kufakwe izijeziso zenotho lokho kuphela nje, singasakhulumela ukuhlukumeza abantu. Ama president ezana uPF kumele afunde ukuthi achiya umbuso echiyela abantu. La yena lo mfana oyi youth yezana uPF ngabula amahloni ngento la ayikhulumayo ngoba mina ngakwasebebuse kwaze kwaba overdue, kumele ngabe sebenike bona bonabo ntanga ngabe yibo asebe ngo president weZimbabwe.
Yeah, Studio 7 njani? Siyabonga, siyabonga wo usupdate indaba ngelanga ngelanga okwenzakala kwake lakithi leti. Siyadanisa kakhulu wabhizi badlalisa imali ngesadaka imhlangano ongalangqondo ongalancedo elizweni lakithi, befuna nje izikhundla lamabizo. Bengithanda kakhulu ukukhuluma ngendaba yemathebelele ngithobanele North kobulawayo emathebeleni South. Bantu bakithi liyayangisa, liyamangalisa, liphethe lithi umnankagwa aqhubeke busa, lisazi kamhlophe ukuthi umnankagwa nguye owayetshotshozela ukuqedwa kwabantu bemandebeleni. Okulala mhlalokhu nguye ophetheyo eliqeda ngumenemene simzwile ekozwimba esithi abantu bemandebeleni basazi ukuthi bazawugcina njani imizi yabo labayakha ngemali yokutshontshwa eGoli. Ivele nje kafuni kalithandi, lithanda nxa efuna amavotini.
Salibonani, salibonani basakazi abahla bakwaStudio 7 elisinika indaba ezinhle ezeqiniso. Ngithi khona ngaligcina uNkulunkulu wabokhokho. Ya, njengezwe lapha khulunywa nge-youth eZimbabwe tshilisane ngemibono, kodwa iqiniso likhona abahlambileyo bazaphuma elizweni bedinga amadlelo aluhlaza ngenxa yobana izithutha zizaqinisela khapha endaweni elugwadule, indawo eyi-desert. Bazaze behambe ngendondolo, umuntu angazange ethole noma impilo enhle noma kukhona hle mhlawumbe noma esumele khona ethathe umfazi kube nzima khona ukuthi emloboli uyathenga ngaphi imali ukuthi elobole, uyinkomo uzazibona ngaphi. Leli zwe leli aligcini intandalo.
Namhlanje ngithanda ukuphawula lezindaba esizivile ukuthi Joe Biden wehlile emkhankasweni wokuba ngumongameli. So zindaba ezinhle kakhulu. Uma ngiqhathanisa loba ngilinganisa laseZimbabwe, izinto ezingenzekiyo lezo.
Sanibonani, sanibonani kwestudio 7 okhulumayo ngoJemoyo. Ngajabula audio yamayithe yafundwa njengoba kwavotwa kwathiwa imisebenzi yokuvuleka bekhuluma ogawulela bochumi. Kunganjani ukuthi ngapha thina esisetsholotsho sivukene ekuseni siye mdinga yena ugawule siye kuthi sifuna umsebenzi sizwe ukuthi uyakuthi.
Yabo ngabanye babalaleli be-Studio 7 besipha imibono yabo. Lani lilakho kusithumela eno imibono kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Nxa lifuna njalo ukuthunyezela inhlelo zethu nge-WhatsApp, fakani isicelo sethu kunombolo lezo. Silu gqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwehla namhlanje olivalelisayo ngutabo kancube ngisithi lingakhohlwa ukulalela uhlelo lwe live talk olulandelayo.